I would like next time I'm on, we could get Air Supply to be on with me. I would really appreciate it.
Let me hear you, Zach.
Check, check, check. 1, 2, 1, 2. Luckily, we have Air Supply in the house today.
Zach, I don't mean to cast aspersions, but you sound like you're all out of love.
I'm so lost without you.
Okay, you're all dating yourselves badly.
All right, here we go. Let's do a show. Hello, and welcome to Ardent Atheist, where reason reigns supreme, not frogs and fish. Today's episode brought to you by billions of years of evolution. Sitting next to me is my co-host and producer, Heather Henderson.
Hi, everybody.
You know Heather from the Facebooks, on the Intertubes, and from hit podcast, Skeptically Yours. You can find links to our guest website, join our Twitter and Facebook feeds, subscribe to our premium 90-minute full-length episodes, and our email at ardentatheist.com.
If you'd like to take part in a live chat, usually moderated by the author of the well-known blog Hit and Miss, Joe Swam, go to youtube.com/ardentatheistpodcast and chat us up right now.
That's right. Please go to iTunes, subscribe to our podcast for free, and write a review, or go to ardentatheist.com/premium and subscribe to our premium content for a measly $10 per year.
I love a man who has a measly $10.
What about a woman?
I love them too.
We only have 2 rules on the show. Rule number one.
Guests may plug anything they want because we're not hypocrites. Go subscribe.
And rule number two. If you're a listener who's ever been offended by anything, get a sledgehammer and destroy your computer now. The show has no restrictions on language or
content.
And certainly has nothing for you, you worthless excuse of an insignificant speck of twisted human filth.
Emery.
Who shoots a fucking 16-year-old girl?
The Taliban.
Fucking cowards.
I know.
In the studio tonight, we have Zach Kahn and Jeff Hatz.
Hello.
You know these guys from showbiz. Hey, how are you, man?
I had nothing to do with the Taliban shooting.
You did.
Get that
you
straight away. There have been stories out there, but let me discount them straight away.
Stories about you being involved in the Taliban shooting.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I don't think you have any. Nobody thinks that you're a Taliban guy.
I'm glad you're not. Those guys are assholes.
Right? Who shoots a 16-year-old girl?
The Taliban.
I mean, really, honestly.
Well, did she take the covering off her face? Or
No. Do you know the story at all?
No. What is
Let
it?
Me tell you all about the story. In Pakistan, there was a girl who was being very vocal about how women should go to school. 16 years old, and they got on a bus. They shot her in the fucking head because she was an activist in favor of teaching women, letting girls learn, go to school. It's something they don't do there. They're keeping them ignorant.
You just brought me down with that.
Okay, I'm back. I had to kill the bird.
Why? We got
somebody had to.
Was she screaming? I didn't hear her.
She was screaming through the whole thing.
Good God. So the good news is the girl's not dead yet, or it looks like she may live. They've airlifted her to a hospital in London or Europe somewhere, and she appears to be in at least stable condition.
She can talk.
She can talk. Are we sure she can talk?
Yes, the video. She talks in the video that's on the...
I think that was her friend that got shot.
I think she...
Oh, this is the friend?
Oh. Yes. One
oh,
of her
geez.
Friends got shot in the arm because...
She's still going to be late for class.
Yeah. She is. It's funny. I thought about that. I thought, you know, American kids would be like, you don't have to shoot me. Just point the gun. I'll stop going to school.
Yeah.
That's messed up. Like, these guys are afraid of a 14-year-old girl. Out
ideas.
Of everyone.
Ideas are powerful, and they're afraid of powerful ideas.
It's a problem. I mean, it's a problem no matter how you slice it when it comes to religion. Religion is the problem, in my opinion, fundamentally. There's another story that I came across today because Heather posted this on our on her wall.
Oh, yeah. Jennifer Aniston got a new hairstylist.
Yes. Yes.
That's the one I posted.
I didn't know that happened. Ducks will take over the world is the headline.
You have to read it.
I will read it. I'm going to read it right now. There is a... Okay. Here's the story. This was printed in the paper. Ancient behavior. Homosexuality, including same-sex marriage, is not an enlightened idea. The Romans practiced homosexuality. Surely, after 2,000 years, our level of intelligence should have evolved somewhat so that we can truly pride ourselves on being cleverer than our forebears. Four bears.
Four of our bears.
Wouldn't it be four bearer?
I don't know.
I can't pick on a 14-year-old for typos. If homosexuality spreads, it can cause human evolution to come to a standstill. It could threaten the human position on the evolutionary ladder, which, you know what's cool about this? This, to me, is quite intriguing. This is a little girl who is 14 years old, and this is actually, she's got it wrong, obviously.
She's been homeschooled, just to let you know, this girl.
She's kind of looking at it as a virus.
That's exactly right. If homosexuality spreads, it can cause human evolution to come to a standstill. It could threaten the human position on the evolutionary ladder and, say, ducks could take over the world. Ducks always nest in pairs. And if we allow same-sex marriage, then the ducks will have evolved further than we have. We will be in danger of all being equal. I'm sorry. We will be in danger of all being equal with ducks more equal than us.
This chick is very, very threatened by ducks.
We cannot let the ducks beat us.
Maybe she was scared in a, you know.
That's exactly what I think. Anyway, it goes on. We should learn from history and not be stuck with copying ancient behavior. The government has no right to bring us back to the Stone Age. I don't want my children to have to compete with ducks. I want them to evolve further than I have. So do I, honey. So do I. We all want that. Any self-respecting human would aim for that, too. None of this really bears any weight for me because I do not believe in evolution. However, the powers that be believe in evolution and have made many decisions based on it. They should be consistent. If you believe in evolution, you can't be in favor of homosexuality or the ducks will get you in the end. I mean, it almost sounds like satire, to be honest with you.
Sure it's not. Are we sure that this is real?
No, I don't know. I actually haven't looked it up yet. So
that's the source.
What's the source?
The website that you have on is the actual source from where the other... There was two sites. One only showed about half of that.
This could be another Justin Bieber stunt.
I hope it is.
It's on MSN.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Awesome. So...
do you feel threatened by ducks, Emery?
No.
Yes.
You
know, ducks, no.
I feel threatened by ignorance. That's what bothers me. This little girl is homeschooled, and if this is true, if this is really a 14-year-old American girl who got this printed in the paper, it's funny. It actually says homeschooled Scargill is what it says underneath.
She's from New Zealand.
Name's Jasmine. Oh, she's not American?
No.
Well, that explains everything. They're idiots down there.
Wait a second.
Anyway. So I don't really think that, by the way. But... it's really, really intriguing. I mean, this little girl goes through an entire diatribe that is so awfully informed, and I don't have any reason to discount the probability that this girl believes all this crap. She believes what she's saying is logical. And what really amazes me the most about this story is, as I read her logic, she does have a logical process at work here. She's capable of logic. She's just been given so much bad information.
It's flawed logic.
It's badly flawed. So I'll be interested to see where that story goes.
I think it could have worked just as easily with dogs.
Yes. I think it absolutely could have worked that way.
Parakeets.
Cool.
Yes, parakeets, gerbils.
People are going to think they're going to be Richard gearing it up with that.
Ew. I mean, was that story really true?
Did you
actually,
Heather, did you compete with ducks growing up?
No, geese.
You with geese?
Geese scared the hell out of me.
Like in PE class, they were picked over you? How did that work?
So when they said duck, duck, goose, that.
Yeah, I couldn't play that game. I was totally traumatized. So this little girl.
So who gave her the mic? Why is she a platform?
I think she just wrote in to a column. I don't know how she got this, and it's got all sorts of grammatical errors in it. I don't know if she... I think maybe anyone can write into that paper. I don't know.
That's unfortunate.
You would think whoever was typesetting it...
These may not be grammatical errors. That
really?
Just might, yeah, that might be how the...
well, then I'm grammatically incorrect.
Well, how the New Zealanders type things. Like, color is spelled with a U.
Is that an actual paper, or is it more like, you know, the Daily Shopper handout?
I know, that's the other thing. You know, it's a tight picture. You can't really tell where that was printed, but it appears to have been printed in a paper. a newspaper. Let's see what the article says. Jasmine is clearly done. Well, this guy's going on and on about what an idiot.
Everyone's entitled to their opinion. In this case, hers is wrong.
What we know is that there are stupid people out there. There's a lot of them.
There's a lot of stupid
people. A lot of dumb people. A lot of dumb homeschooled. Not all people are homeschooled are dumb, but this person is, apparently.
Let's talk to Jasmine directly. Jasmine?
Yes?
Homosexuality? Not a virus.
But mom says...
Can't catch it.
That's the worst New Zealand accent I've ever heard.
I don't know how to do a New Zealand accent.
Boy...
We'll rehearse before we go live.
Okay.
I really would like to know, first of all, I want to say this. The Taliban story and this one, in my opinion, same fucking story. They're just the same story. You've got the extreme example of the kind of ignorance that we're talking about. It's all religious-fed ignorance. And you were talking about it in the car. I gave you a ride tonight, Jeff. You were talking about you were having a discussion with someone on Facebook, I'm
presuming? That's not true. I drove myself in my brand new Cadillac. So I don't know what Emery's talking about.
Ah, shit. You were talking about it in the car. This kind of just befuddling misinformation.
Yeah. That, you know, it's an old Republican trick, really. It's like the old Al Gore claimed to invent the internet. Never claimed to have invented
never,
the internet.
Never claimed
never
to do it.
Never said it even
nope.
once.
Nope.
But you know what? If we say it often enough, it's just as good as if he really did claim to invent the internet. Because we said it enough so people believe it.
Right. I don't know how close I'll get on this Dylan quote. I'll get pretty close. But Bob Dylan, I think maybe on the new album or maybe in an interview about the new album. You follow Dylan, right? Said, yeah, Zach. He said,
maybe it was Neil Young.
No, it was Dylan for sure. Okay. He said, you can't change the present, you can't change the future, you can only change the past. And then that sound happened. Yeah,
wow.
That's exactly right.
That's like the Western version of wah wah wah.
Yeah, they do change history.
That's a great quote, that Dylan quote.
It's a pretty good quote. Yeah. It really struck me. And he's a believer. You know, he believes in God.
Who?
Dylan. Zimmerman.
Did you not know that?
Dylan Brody?
No.
Oh.
No.
Sorry, baby.
Bob Dylan.
Oh, yeah. Are we getting sound on the feed now?
I'm trying to find out right now.
Okay, cool. We apologize. I did find the problem. I found that the feed was not plugged in.
So. Well, that sucks for everyone.
Let me figure this out.
Right.
So the girl, she's very vocal about how people can go should go to school. Is that what you say? Are you
she's
talking about
activist.
How she's dressed? How you
she
dress
was,
or what? How?
No, she was targeted in Pakistan in these little smaller towns in Pakistan. The extreme Muslim, the Taliban, these extreme Muslim sects do not allow women to go to school. Girls are not allowed in school.
Oh, okay. Just
period.
Going to school at all.
Right. That's
oh,
right.
I got you.
Now, her father, the girl that was shot, her father opened a school for girls and was running a school for girls. And there was a lot going on over the past year or so. And she's an outspoken, I think, 16-year-old activist, Malala. And... and she was targeted by the Taliban, and she was shot in the fucking head. Walked on her bus and shot her in the head.
Just walked right up to her, point blank.
Yeah.
So the Taliban, the mentality here, how do you use religion to justify that? What is your religious basis for being able to...
Well, just like you and I were talking about, you know, when you go to the Old Testament, there's all kinds of anti-women things in the Old Testament.
Right.
The same with the Muslim faith. The Muslims believe... that women should not be driving cars. They package it as respect, too. That's another thing that you have to understand when you actually look at the Muslim belief system. They think that it's packaged as disrespectful to even expect a woman to get behind the wheel of a car. That is something that should be done by a man. A woman is... far too, and this is really how they think about it, is far too important to be doing these menial, manual labor kinds of things.
If she's that important, it would you would think that education would be important as well. Well,
you would think.
What if you need a lift back from the airport? Then is that an exception? Can she pick you up from the airport?
No, no, no. You would have to either take a cab,
right,
driven by a man, or you would have to call someone who is a man.
All right. How about this?
Okay.
You're 11 years old. You got soccer practice. You know what? Dad isn't around. He's doing something for his business. Can mom drop you off at the soccer
field?
What's
the ruling on that, Emery?
I don't know. First of all, I don't know anything about. Keep in mind,
Dad isn't there. Okay? And he's late for soccer practice. So
I know nothing about Sharia law, so I don't think. But based on what I've read, I don't believe that would be allowed either. Yeah.
I think loopholes are the answer. If we could send somebody in there with all kinds of loopholes.
Yeah, just get them a bunch of doctor's notes.
You know, it's funny you say that. Religion does that all the time. Religion is constantly, ironically, evolving to be palatable to the current state of affairs. Depending on the religion and where it is and when it is, it's just adjusted. There are loopholes all over the fucking place. You can't... You're supposed to be stoned to death for wearing threads that don't match.
Now, when you talk to the Christian right and you put that to them, what is the response?
Well, I think you know the answer to that, Jeff.
We don't understand it, and we're not meant to understand it.
That's where they end up, isn't it? That's exactly where they end up. It isn't ours.
There are some things that mere mortals are not supposed to grasp.
That's one of my problems with religion as well. I mean, the idea that we are these tiny little things, these insignificant specks, that when you reach that wall of reason where no one can talk themselves or you out of the unreason that you're being asked to be indoctrinated into and accept, they always run right underneath the rock of we're not big enough to understand God's plan.
It's an easy way out. It's like, I mean, I view politics the same way I do religion, which is, it's not for me. It's a big show. There's teleprompters and hair and makeup and directors and writers, and it's, I can't believe the debates got renewed. That show fucking sucks.
The debates got renewed?
Yeah. who put that on again,
Well,
it's who's America's next top president right after an all-new idol?
Yeah, but this season's pilot, while pretty crappy, I don't know if you saw the second one.
Oh.
They seem to be picking it up a bit.
Yeah, they picked up the pace a little.
Just a little bit.
I would like to say something in Obama's defense regarding the altitude discussion in Denver. Remember during the...
I do remember. Who was it that claimed...
Is it Al Gore?
Was it Gore?
I think it was Gore, yeah.
Might have been.
Claimed that his...
On the internet he owns?
Lethargic and sort of...
Yeah, it was Gore.
Disinterested manner was due to the altitude in Denver. And I went there recently for a job, and they... everyone on the cast and crew, they're all telling me, drink a lot of water, And I'm thinking to myself, you fucking pussies. I went to NYU film school. You don't know what kind of drugs I've done.
Right.
But meanwhile, 6 hours later, the carpet in the hotel room was swirling around. I was having insane hallucinogenic feelings. And that Denver altitude it's a real fucking thing.
It will knock you down.
It will. It absolutely floored me. I mean, I
you did take 10 hits of acid.
Well, that was the day before, though.
Oh.
No, but I was, there was nothing else but the altitude, and it was a very uncomfortable, scary feeling.
How long
feeling.
Did it take you to recover from the altitude sickness?
I had to
sickness?
Basically sleep it off, and when I woke up, I was better, but it was like a four-hour ordeal.
I wonder if there's any truth to it.
What I'm hearing is you didn't really care for the thin air city of Denver is what I'm hearing. Didn't really care for it.
Well, they had good burgers. Although the altitude sickness was debilitating.
Yeah. I hate Denver. Driving across Kansas.
Bob Denver?
Yes. He's such a pothead, Bob Denver. Is he still alive?
No.
Everyone's dying, aren't they? Are you noticing
that? That's the
new
thing.
Here's a question. Here's something that I had to look up. Just
dying is the new living.
Yeah.
There's a member of the original Hogan's Heroes still alive. Any guesses?
Well, I know it's not Bob Crane.
Anybody?
Nobody. Bueller.
It's got to be the guy
the gaffer?
Who ran the camp.
Is it the gaffer?
It's the gaffer.
No, it's LeBeau, the French guy.
LeBeau?
still around at 86.
Wow.
Oh, poor gaffer. Great.
Bob Crane didn't go well.
No.
He was murdered in some sort of a sexual problem. The Scottsdale police department really botched that whole thing. Well, what?
They botched it. That's why they didn't.
Do you know the whole story?
Well, I read a book on it. It was a while ago, but
fill us in. What happened? What did Bob Crane do?
Well, they don't really know because they trampled over all the evidence and
Yeah,
because there was another murder that happened in that same town, and they made sure to.
All right. After this break, you're going to tell us how Bob Crane was murdered. Do you have your own opinion on this one?
I sure do.
Does it involve a grassy knoll?
It involves a lot of fiction.
You're listening to Ardent Atheist, available on the iTunes Store and at ardentatheist.com.
We've had a lot of people ask us about the comedy sketch clips that we play from the vile comedy album Chaos Radio, so we are making it available to you. You can buy your favorite tracks from the 23-track record individually for $1, or you can buy the entire recording for $18. Go to gumroad.com/Emery Emery. That's G-U-M as in Mary, R as in rapist, O as in, oh, look, a rapist. A in Assy McGee, the rapist, is raping again. And D as in, did that ass rapist rape your ass in the gumroad.com/Emery Emery and get a piece of comedy that should never have been made, let alone sold to living human beings. And now back to you, Emery.
No one knows how to find that website. Thank you, Heather. And now back to Ardent Atheist Nonsense You Can Believe In. We're talking with Zach Kahn.
Hello.
And Jeff Hatz.
Our listeners are pleased. Our listeners are very pleased right now.
They can hear us now?
Yes.
We apologize to the live listeners.
What's up, live listeners?
How many do we have? We only have
We had seven on the wall, but I think...
Stop bragging.
Yeah, well, because all this change and stuff that we're going through right now.
Can't get away from the oxygen.
We're off of... Yeah.
They're a captive audience.
They're stuck being alive. We're away from our old radio station, and we're transitioning.
We used to be New Dissident Radio, and I've left New Dissident Radio for a number of reasons, none of which I'm going to mention. And I'm currently negotiating with. I'm going to word this right because it hasn't been sealed up yet. I'm currently negotiating with a well-known skeptics group. Where I'm going to take my studio equipment to their offices and set it up there, and we will broadcast live from that location. I'm not going to name the skeptic group.
Will we have our own radio station at this time?
Yeah, we will.
Yeah, E&H Studios in the Hizzles.
We will be Hizzles streaming live to our own website for both Skeptically Yours and Ardent Atheist from there. I also have another cool announcement that I think is...
What's that, Emery?
Do you know what I'm going to announce, Heather?
I have no freaking idea.
I got an email today.
Oh yeah, awesome. I remember.
That's fucking awesome.
That's not the announcement. Oh. I got an email today from the assistant. Do you know...
Jeff is biting his fingers.
I already told him in the car. From the assistant of one of the most... ardent religious figures on YouTube.
You want a hint?
Anybody? Yeah.
It involves fruit.
Yes. Yes. Is banana a fruit? Yeah, it's a fruit.
Banana's a fruit.
Do you guys know the banana man? Do you know who I'm talking about? Ray Comfort is the preacher guy that with Kirk Cameron made a video called The Atheist Nightmare. And he describes how God created the banana perfect for man to eat with a pop top, and it's aimed directly at your mouth when you peel it open, unless, of course, you've turned it the other way. How it's got grooves on it that match up perfectly with the hand. It's a non-slip surface made by God. And for the record, it ain't a non-slip surface. Let me tell you, I've learned that.
How do you know that, Emery?
And it's the funniest video you've ever... If you've not seen this video, go see this video.
Kirk Cameron just needed the work.
Kirk Cameron is a dyed-in-the-wool right-wing Christian retard.
Well, yes.
I wouldn't say retard, but he also
needed the work.
What was that show with Alan Thicke? His show?
I don't know.
Alan Thicke had a Kirk Cameron
was that it?
Show.
No, Golden,
Kirk
Cameron Gold, was his Gold, kid. Golden Spoons or some shit.
Golden Spoons.
Growing pains.
It sounds like Golden Spoons.
I saw a special on that, and Alan Thicke was saying that Kirk Cameron would talk to the costume people and say, you know what, I think this dress that this character is wearing is a little bit revealing. We might, you know, we might.
He's always been this way. As a child actor, he was an asshole.
That's crazy because he was set up as such a heartthrob.
Teen beat and all. Teen beaten off and all.
I didn't know that he had always been, you know, this ardent religious guy.
I think they probably hid that when the show was in its heyday. They didn't want to.
No, that would make the show more successful. It's America.
That's true.
God's America.
There's America.
America. It's America.
There's America.
So I haven't even asked what you believe, Zach. I know you've been on the show before, but there are new listeners.
Yeah, I thought this was a cooking show. So, no, I mean, I think, like I said before, I think it's all fucking bullshit. And I kind of distance myself when my friends are talking politics. I'll go in the other room and watch South Park because who fucking cares? It's all bullshit. And what we're told is a story. It's all fabricated. It's written and directed, and it's not reality. And it's, you know, what I think things are predetermined. I think the T-shirts are already printed. I think that, you know, obviously, like yourselves, I'm in favor of the more, you know, liberal living that live lifestyle. But I think that the as far as debates and all this shit, it's just a big Toyota commercial.
That
with God,
you know, I do believe. I kind of agree with you, Zach. There's a bit of cynical, conspiratorial quality to what you're saying. And I find myself, I'm curious if you do this.
I know, Jeff. I have some pamphlets you should read.
Oh, really? I find myself, do conspiracy nuts print pamphlets? I don't think they do.
Yes,
do they? They do?
You know those guys books. On the street corner?
They do write books.
They do write books. Yeah. This guy's on the street corner with those cardboard signs that have things that they printed out and all different
Heather,
kinds of
they're
size
just hungry.
Letters, and then they hand you like a fucked up piece of paper that was handwritten and photocopied 500 times.
And then they clean your window.
Not those guys. The guy standing next to them. What?
Every time Heather finishes talking, I think somebody, Zach, I think you should play the harmonica. Every time.
Like a sting?
Yeah, like a sting. For
oh, I like that. I go. Really like that.
No, now you're just singing
and
blues.
And you can play it all day.
Okay, stop it. I'm going to turn your mics off.
Oh, damn it.
So what the hell was I talking about? Oh, no, I have the same sense, my friend.
Yeah.
At the, after the first debate, no, prior to the first debate, it looked like it was going to be a runaway train for Obama in the election. They were doing polls that had him completely just destroying any kind of gap that might be there. He was the winner of the election. And then all of a sudden he shows up in Denver. He performs weak. I don't know why.
I know why.
You think you know why, don't you?
I'm so
certain.
Why
do you think he showed up and performed weak? You think they're all sitting in a back room, Zach? And
no,
they're all
the
like,
altitude.
Today, they're like wrestlers? Oh, you think it's the, okay.
I am convinced that is.
You really think it was the altitude?
Because when I went to Denver and people warned me about it, I was like, yeah, shut up, whatever. Maybe for you, you know. And I just couldn't believe that, you know, it was a real thing to actually consider. And the effects that I felt sheerly from that were so enormously, I mean, I can't imagine if I had to do a debate or appear on anything or be on television under those circumstances. And
but doesn't the conspiratorial mind that you seem to have, doesn't it say, wait a minute, all of a sudden, after debate one, it's a race again. It became a race between Romney and Obama.
Yeah, because they need viewers.
Obama.
So was it, I agree with you that the press cares about keeping viewers, and the press or the networks care about selling ad time. Mm-hmm. If this race is over, Obama keeps his money and stops buying ad time, right? Am I wrong? And that's millions and millions of dollars.
Billions and billions of.
Let me ask you this.
Stars.
Where's your harmonica?
Barack Obama seems to be a very intelligent guy.
Yeah,
I believe in his heart of hearts, he does not believe the Bible is real.
I told you.
I think he's religious.
But he would never say that. He is smart enough to not ever say that.
Do you really think that?
Yeah.
Yes.
But he would never say that, even just in private, because he knows that would just be political suicide, because even Democrats in the Midwest would freak.
I want to say for the record, I don't believe it. I don't think that's true. I don't think the man spent that much time in a fucking church just because he knew one day he would be running for president. Now, let me go ahead, Heather.
On his deathbed, he will write a book.
No. You don't write a book on your deathbed.
Hitchens did.
No, he didn't.
Yes, he was writing.
Well, he was
right. He wrote till he died.
So you think on his deathbed he's going to admit there's no God? I think that.
Fuck yeah.
I don't think that's true.
I think he's going to write a book after it's all over, and he's going to be like, ha ha, fooled your asses.
It's going to be called It's All Crap. You know,
it's going to be called Yes We Did.
You know what I you know what I don't like about this idea that many of my atheist non-believing friends say about Obama? It says that he's willing to stand in front of an entire world and lie about what he believes just to be president. And I think that's fucking awful. I think atheists are more moral than that. I don't think atheists would stand in front of the world.
No, an atheist wouldn't have a chance in hell if winning right. the presidency. He wouldn't have a chance.
But what you're saying...
He's a very smart atheist.
He's an immoral atheist then.
It's a game. It's a high
school... I think
it's
immoral to stand for... Just to gain power... To stand in front of the world and pretend like you believe in 80% of their God just so you can get power.
Just so you can change the world?
He's not changing the world. He's barely changing...
Well, maybe he thought he could change the world, and now he's realizing it's all shit.
Yeah.
Maybe.
I just think... I don't like it. I don't like that it paints such an immoral picture of the man. And I think he's a good man. I think he believes in God.
Yeah.
I think
he recycles. Let's discuss that. You're just talking about the negatives. Obama recycles.
What?
That's a negative in my
opinion. Is there ever going to come a time when they're going to stop mollycoddling? I love to work that.
That's a great word.
I dated her in high school.
I almost want to go to a break after that word.
The religious right. There's got to be a time when someone's going to say enough, enough.
I think we're doing it now. We're doing it now.
Yeah, but, you know.
I don't mean we. The us four in my... You know, dining room. I mean, the atheist movie. The skeptic
who
movement.
Is mollycoddling?
I want to know the root of that word right after this break. You're listening to Ardent Atheist, available on the iTunes Store and at ardentatheist.com. Hey, everybody. Why did you put that in there?
Because.
That's your phrase.
Because.
Hey, everybody. Please vote for Ardent Atheist and skeptically your... You know what? It's already past the 15th.
It is?
I don't think we got nominated for shit. Okay, here, let me do the ad the way it should be now.
Okay.
Hey, everybody. If you didn't vote for Ardent Atheist and Skeptically Yours in the Podcast Awards by visiting podcastawards.com, you suck. That's why we haven't gotten an email saying we weren't nominated. So, next year, maybe you'll do something about it if you care
for the
show, jagoffs.
Well,
anyway.
Well, I wonder how many people did vote for us. Like three?
Yeah, no, I don't know.
There's a lot of great podcasts out there.
Yeah, there are a lot of great podcasts. Anyway, now back to Ardent Atheist Nonsense. You can believe him. We're talking with Zach Kahn and Jeff Hatz. Again, thanks for being here, guys.
Sure. You know, I mentioned
mollycoddling,
I love that.
Yes. Who
but
is she?
One thing I'm interested in is the vernacular of atheism. Now, no matter how you slice it, we don't have an atheist equivalent to the phrase, God bless you.
That's
when
true.
When someone says that to you, even if they're not even talking about God at all, what they're really saying, is, I really appreciate you from a really deep place. I'm giving you as warm a thought as I can, and you know what I mean.
Penn says?
Too wordy.
There are words like that.
Well, you know what Penn says when someone sneezes?
What's that?
Oh, he says, "Do you need a tissue?"
No, he says, "That's funny."
Yeah, he does. They say that.
Well, I didn't mean in response to someone sneezing. I mean,
no, he means in the heartfelt.
Yeah, you did
sense.
A favor for me, and I say, God bless you. You know what I mean?
I didn't sneeze.
What he means is when
it annoys me.
You don't mean just when like a homeless guy doesn't get money. You mean when someone actually cares about you and is trying to communicate how deeply they care about you.
So what's
Jeff, I disagree with you. I mean if what you're looking for is brevity, if what you're looking for is a tight, easily packaged that prints on a card then I care works. I love you works. I'm thinking about you. I'm concerned for you. Any phrase of those does the job. I don't think the atheists or the agnostics or the non-believers are lacking something because they don't have a catchphrase that the homeless have
By the way, Herb Reagan is the new Joseph Swam.
Is Herb stepping
up to
the plate?
He says mollycoddling is the present participle of mollycoddle.
Oh, okay.
It's a verb to treat someone very indulgently or protectively.
I'd like to know the root of it. Was there someone named Molly who needed to be cared for very carefully?
She needed to be coddled.
Who is Molly? When did this start? Herb, dig deeper, man. Deeper! We need to know!
She had a skeleton of glass.
They can't see you, Emery.
They can't see me?
You know, you're not in the camera.
I'm waving my fist.
Oh. Like this.
You're not even waving your fist. It should
okay,
be like
hold on,
this.
Hold on. We'll work it together.
Okay,
hey, Herb, look deeper into it. I need to know the root of this meaning. I need to know!
I'm trying to mime what you're saying.
Yeah, that was really bad.
This is going nowhere.
Molly coddling. So,
So an alternative to God bless you. I think
yeah,
you're right.
I don't
there's
think
a lot. There's a long list, but
what's your point? Why do
what
we?
About,
need
what
it?
About just like a thumbs up or like a you know like one of these?
I don't think that's.
You should
that,
say
that is the.
A
quick that
head
is
cock
the
is not.
That is the bartender's.
Instead of saying
wordless. A way of saying, what can I get you?
It
instead
is.
Yeah. of
backwards
saying, God bless
nod.
You,
uh-huh.
you should say, word to your mother. I
word
believe that is
mother?
The proper replacement for God bless you.
It would have to be unanimous, but...
Yeah, let's vote.
Okay, you just told me that you did something, and I'm not going to lose my house after all. Okay, go ahead.
I just told you that? Or
tell
you
me,
just told me?
Tell me
I'll get in character. I just
okay,
don't know which character
you
I
did something
oh,
that shades. Saved that saved my house for me.
Oh, wait. I did.
Okay, go ahead. So tell me,
dude. I want to tell you. I know you were about to lose your house. I called a bunch of our friends. I got $20,000. We saved your house.
I care. See that doesn't
no
that,
no
that doesn't
hold
that
on.
Doesn't do it. I care.
How about
sorry,
you're
I'm,
great?
I'm sorry. I'm here for the open house.
All right, you play the character.
I wanted to play along.
There's no open. God, for crying out loud!
I thought it was an open house. I'm
all right, you saved my house.
I've saved your house.
Yeah, yeah.
Emery, I know you've been worried about this. I know you've lost many, many nights sleep over it. Well, guess what? I raised the money. I paid off the mortgage. You're not going to lose your house.
Fucking A!
Oh my God! Do me, well, do
that
me.
Was a, that was a genuine.
Do me,
good, right?
Do me.
I think that's
do
so
me.
Much better than God bless you. You ready?
Yeah.
Zach, save her house.
Okay. So Heather, all that stuff about
yeah.
your house and
yeah.
blah blah blah. Guess what? It's saved.
No, no, what? No.
Not
that's
Taliban.
Religious too. That's religious.
No,
too.
Wait a minute. Fucking A, that isn't a personal message to me. How you appreciate what I did for crying out loud? That's
okay.
Just,
what if they're like?
So I need to say is. Something that lets you know yeah, how yeah, deeply I'm affected
how
by this.
How deeply you appreciate me.
I scared
I
the bird.
You.
All right. Okay.
Well, those are words.
Well, I don't think we need words for this. Now, it's
hey, listen,
hard to do.
I know that your daughter was suffering greatly, and you didn't have the money for the only
yeah.
cure that was
yeah.
going to save her.
Yeah.
Well, guess what? I raised the money. She's not going to pass away next month. She's going to live a long and happy life
yeah,
because of what I did.
Oh, I got gambling money. Oh, no, that's not right. That's just a punchline to a
Mollycoddle is the 1920 film starring Douglas Fairbanks and Wallace Beery and directed by Victor Fleming. That's
oh, yes.
all he can find for now.
No, they remade
oh, well,
that. It was called
need.
Flight Plan.
Yeah, I need to look up the etymology of that word. But thank you, Herbert. Herbert's awesome. By the way, Herbert, I've never emailed him, and I've thought of this dozens of times. On Ardent Atheist Wall of Reason, there's a guy who's always putting up really kick-ass anti-religious cartoons on our wall. And it's some of the best stuff I ever come across. And I want to say thank you, Herbert. Thanks for being the guy who does that on our wall.
Thanks,
really
Herb.
Awesome. I'm still trying to think. Because you're right. Me just yelling.
What if you just articulated, thank you so much. You have no idea what this means to me. You're a true friend. You've helped me out. I mean, there are other words besides God.
I think I know what. I think I know what's
I think we're
going to
let Zach handle this.
Okay, let's do it.
Zach, I know it looked like you were going to sustain permanent brain damage.
I just met you.
We're role-playing here, man.
Sorry. I don't think he passed that class.
The so car accident looked like you were going to sustain permanent brain damage and no longer have the use of your thumbs. But we took a second look at the x-ray. We made a mistake. It turns out we have a serum that we're going to inject in you because of research
wow.
that I did.
Wow.
And instead of a lobotomy, you're going to have the use of your thumbs and no brain damage at all. So.
Oh, dude, I totally owe you. Let's smoke this joint.
All right, that
all
does
right,
it.
That does it.
Why didn't you?
One.
It's been
why
replaced.
Didn't you incorporate two thumbs up? Because that seemed okay.
No,
you're
I
serious,
would, I,
aren't you?
Yeah,
I
you're
would.
Serious,
I, but I mean, what would you say?
What would you say?
Thank you. God did God operate on me or did God find it? No, you did.
Okay, you did, man. You did.
I thought you just made YouTube videos.
If we were
going
to try to be literal.
You saved houses. You saved people.
If we were, he saves everybody.
Yeah.
If we were going to be literal, the phrase that we would have to try to get to catch on would be either thank reason or thank science. You know what I mean? But I don't think that's the right pathway.
Yeah, how would that you know, explain to me how you feel about what I did if you say thank science?
Well, I love what's going on here. I love what's
great.
Let me illustrate
but
that.
But it's you. Okay. It's you as an individual.
All right, let's role play again. Okay. Say something to make me feel good.
Oh, I want to be a farmer.
What the hell?
Okay, you can be a farmer.
No, go ahead. Say me.
Emery, I know your crops were all going to fail.
Yeah.
Because you didn't have an adequate irrigation system.
Well,
I got the townspeople together. We all chipped in. We built an incredible irrigation system. You're not going to lose your family farm you've had for 375
years. 375
years.
God bless you. Now, think about what just happened, Jeff. I didn't show my love for you. I didn't. You did everything there. You got the money together. You got the townsfolk involved. You saved my fucking life.
I'm really great.
And then I'm thanking God for you?
Shit, but I didn't take that, even as an atheist that I am. To me, it sounds like, oh, this guy really appreciated what
And I there's did. The fucking magic trick that they do. There's the goddamn psychotic magic trick that the religious process is. It makes you believe that when I'm thanking a non-existent entity, that I'm doing something nice for you. Religion is fucking evil, my friend. It's a lie, and
yeah, but you didn't.
You'll
say,
never be able to achieve the goal.
You didn't say thank God, though. You said God bless you.
Okay.
You know, may you be in a state of grace. May grace. May you be enveloped in grace.
Mollycoddle. Also. 1870 from a noun in 1833 meaning one who coddles himself from Molly. Pet name formation from Mary, and that's Danielle Lucas, which had been used, contemptuously since 1754 for a milksop, an effeminate man, mollycoddling. That's the mollycoddling.
So, Emery, what kind of crops do you grow?
What kind of what?
What kind of crops does your family grow for 375 years?
I swear I thought he said, what kind of craps do you go? And I'm like...
No, no. We covered that.
You know,
we
covered that. That since learning that I'm lactose intolerant,
right.
They've gotten a little more solid. But what kind of crops do we grow? We grow...
Well, this fellow was nice enough to save your family farm.
I appreciate the nature of the question.
Yeah.
And I'm tuned. We grow hemp? No, that's not what we grow. And by the way, that's a dumb argument.
Right.
It's a really stupid hemp. You can use it to make rope. We got rope. I don't need more twine.
That is a dumb argument.
It's a really dumb argument.
But I think you're right. There's a distinction between the God bless you and the what was it? God bless you or thank you God or
thank God.
I mean thank God. I mean it's not attributing he has a point here. It's not attributing. Let's
okay, how about this? Xenu bless you.
Well, that's just a different fate.
Well, how does it feel? Up. It feels different, right?
You might as well say Allah bless you. It's the same.
Yeah,
Yahweh
bless
but
you. Would that make you feel
but for
good?
You, God bless you has a tender quality to it.
Harvey Korman bless you would be
Harvey
me.
Korman.
That would be big.
That speaks volumes about you and your comedy, my friend.
How about Billy Graham bless you?
By the way, I'm going to invent a religion. I'd like you to be the first to know.
Really?
Instead of a single God, there's a group of people, and they're known as, or not really people, but they're known as the powers that be, right?
Okay.
All right? So I'd say something like, the powers that be with you. You know what I mean? Something
I like that.
Okay.
Around
there. I like this.
You sound like a Vulcan now.
I like that. Is there a secret handshake that goes with that?
I haven't gotten that far into it, but.
That's all you have so far?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I just have the powers that be part.
Maybe like next, maybe get an LLC. I don't know the name.
Probably already exists.
Right, right, right.
But the thing about the powers that be, you don't have to, like, pray and be all nice. You could, like, yell at them. You fuckers. God damn it. I want to fucking catch my boss. Fucking powers. I'm going to kick your ass when I come up there. You like that? It's like,
when
Kevin,
I get up there,
yeah, I'm
going to
slap you. You don't know who you're fucking with. I'm telling you.
That sounds like a great religion.
Yeah, yeah.
I
want to
join that one.
Okay. I'll let you know when it's up and about.
Is it true? Is it the one true religion?
Why not?
Why not?
Did you guys know that the Billy Graham, is it the foundation? The Billy Graham, they have a website. They removed the phrase Mormon cult.
I thought you decided it was Jerry Falwell. No, it's Billy Graham.
It's Billy Graham. Yeah.
Oh, Billy Graham.
Are you talking about his son now? Because there was a Billy Graham Jr.
I'm presuming. Isn't Billy Graham dead?
Yeah.
Okay. Shortly after Republican presidential candidate Mitt Romney enjoyed cookies and soft drink with Reverend Billy Graham.
Is that
where
he complained about
Franklin.
The cookies? Did you see that clip?
No.
Guy, he's like complaining.
I don't think Billy Graham is dead. I think Falwell is dead. You and I
Billy
are
Billy Graham
wrong.
Will be 94 very soon.
Oh.
It's Falwell who died.
What'd you get him?
He fell well.
Would you get him?
So he's burning in nowhere. But Billy Graham is fine. Shortly after Republican presidential candidate Mitt Romney enjoyed cookies and soft drinks with the Reverend Billy Graham and his son Franklin Graham on Thursday at the Elder Graham's Mountain Retreat. A reference to Mormonism as a cult was scrubbed from the website of the Billy Graham Evangelistic Association. In other words,
they changed their mind.
That's the thing. What it was,
you know, it was an accident. He's 94. He thought he was sending an email. And
thought it was, he deleted it.
Damn it.
What happened was the website had this in a section of the website called Billy Graham's My Answer. There had been a question, what is a cult? And his answer was, a cult is any group which teaches doctrines or beliefs that deviate from the biblical message of the Christian faith.
Like Mormonism?
Some of these groups are Jehovah's Witnesses, Mormons, the Unification Church, Unitarians, Spiritualists, Scientologists, and others, the site continued. So they pulled that down. And let me tell you something. When I read that, that told me everything I needed to know about how dishonest and how manipulative religious organizations and people like Billy Graham are. They're fucking liars. If that guy's a cult, if he's in a cult, are you really going to endorse that cult guy?
That just hit you.
What?
It reasserts it.
It
bothers me.
It reaffirms it. It reaffirms your.
They said they removed the information from the website because they didn't want to participate in a theological debate about something that has become politicized during the campaign. So they don't want to be involved.
They're highlighting it. They're bringing it to the forefront. They're calling attention to it. It would have been perhaps overlooked, but by deleting it, they're consciously putting a spotlight on it, and it's turning.
That is how it works. You shoot a girl in the head, everyone's going to know what a dick you are.
Graham also says, I hope millions of Americans will join me in praying for our nation and to vote for candidates who will support the biblical definition of marriage, protect the sanctity of life, and defend our religious freedoms.
I love that. Could you be here all the time?
Yes.
And just be the soundtrack for Heather's delivery?
Do you know what Mormons actually believe?
Yes.
Oh, I can't wait to hear this.
Well, South Park will tell you anything, so go to southparkstudios.com and watch that shit.
Watch the Mormon show. Or go see... what's the name of their big stage show?
Book of Mormon.
The Book of Mormon.
I used to live next door to Jerry Papavero.
Yeah.
Who was a very troubled youth. He started hanging out with his friend Don Secor, who was a Mormon. Basically because they had a really good sport program. And he started playing on their sport. And the next thing you know, he's a member and he's going on the little mission. And he's a full-blown Mormon. But what it did for him,
I don't think they can be blown. Yeah, I didn't know this.
Yeah,
there's a lot of them actually, and they're some of the nicest people you'd ever meet. That's one of the things I like about the Mormon faith.
I used to work at a sporting goods store with a guy named Chris. He was a Mormon, and his thing was, if that guy keeps looking at the gloves, I'm going to beat the shit out of him. Like every day he was getting really? Mumbles really? Under his breath. Yeah. If that guy asked me that again, I'm going to beat the shit out of him. See that guy over there? If he asked me about those shoes one more time, I'm going to beat the holy shit out of him.
Okay, when we're back from this break, will you do one more impression of him?
Sure, because he never learned his multiplication tables. Because you go, what's 3 times 3? I never learned my tables.
He said this?
Yeah, he would say that to you all the time.
You're listening to Ardent Atheist, available on the iTunes Store and at ardentatheist.com. And now, a special announcement.
This is a big super shout out to a few of our listeners. Okay, here we go. X-Padge...
That's
one,
your start? That's
one,
your, here we go?
2X...
Why did you plan that one?
It's a screen name, I don't know.
This is how, here's how you read that one. X-Padge 112X.
Okay, that was great. Jennifer Jones, Philip May, Rompin One, Don DiNatale, Nostravinsky, Gary Parsons, Zingaman, Herb Reagan.
Herb. No, stick with Herb. That's pretty good.
Herb Reagan. Kyle Delaney, Jin Oh Choi, Simon Magus, Major Byron, Love Learning 64, which is Mom. Hi, Mom. And Cameron Winters and Joe Swam. These are some of the people who were chatting on the Wall of Reason last week. Join us next week, and you might hear me say your screen name badly.
I want a clarification. I think it was Nostravinci.
Okay, that's fine.
And now back to Ardent Atheist Nonsense You Can Believe In. We're talking with Zach Kahn and Jeff Hatz, who's doing an impression of a Mormon guy he used to work at in some...
What, Max store? Best Sporting Goods in Alhambra.
Okay. Sporting Goods store. So he didn't learn his multiplication.
No.
I haven't learned the word multiplication.
What's 4 times 4? And then you look at him. I never learned my table. Well, why don't you learn them now? Shh, don't be stupid. 20 years old. What are you talking about?
He was 20?
Yeah.
Wow. Really?
See that guy over there?
Still had time.
See that guy over there by the nose plugs? I'm going to beat the shit out of him if he doesn't leave.
Wow.
Did he ever beat anybody up?
No.
Just talked about it a lot.
I had a friend that I toured with, who I didn't know was a Christian at the time. I think he said he believed here and there, and we talked a little about that stuff. And I was, at the time, I think I was a lazy agnostic. I didn't get into religious discussions, so I didn't know what he believed at all. He had just an insidious anger management issue. I was touring the We Can Make It Laugh show. And he really, really, really problem. And... threatened to pull me out of the van a couple times, beat the shit out of me because I was making him crazy. And now he's a well-known Christian comic, and it seems I don't know, I haven't spent any time in a van with him for a while, but it seems like through his Christian faith, he's actually been able to kind of pull his life together. So, you know, religion's not...
That happens a lot. That's something that's sometimes can be kind of annoying. Because you want him to say to get away from the religion, but then again, you know, if it keeps you out from being a drunk.
Yeah, yeah.
Or you know what I mean?
Yeah. If you want to believe in a God so you don't have to pull me from a van and kick my ass because I want to listen to my music.
That's the only thing that's stopping you.
I don't care if you don't like Cocteau Twins. It's my turn to pick the fucking music. Really? You're going to pull me out of the van and kick my ass?
I wanted to tell you guys a little tidbit about the Mormon religion and one of the things that they believe, which a lot of people might not know, but in the doctrine, there are three heavens, the celestial kingdom, the terrestrial kingdom, and telestial, which I like to call testicle, kingdom. The celestial is the highest where God and the ones who followed his law reside. The terrestrial is the middle where people who follow the law of Moses reside. And the telestial is is the lowest where the ones who followed carnal law reside. We're going to heaven.
So Whoa. We will be in heaven.
Yeah, we just won't
we'll
be.
But just be down.
It's very a lot of traffic.
Wait a minute. Yeah. That's the lowest?
Yeah, that's what it says.
So basically we're the bottoms of LDS heaven.
You know, that reminds me of something they used to tell us in school. They used to tell us... you know, the biggest pain, the biggest pain that you would feel is not getting to gaze upon the Lord. And that would be like this big punishment if you were never able to know the true joy of gazing upon the Lord.
I can tell you that I learned one night on a Saturday evening on Halloween that the biggest pain I ever felt was getting to gaze.
What? They also believe that God created multiple worlds,
what
and each world.
What did that mean? That one went right over me.
They also believe that God created multiple worlds, and each world has people living on it. They believe that multiple gods exist, but each has their own universe. Woo! We are only subject to our God, and if we obtain the highest level of heaven, we can become gods ourselves.
Well, hold on. Other universes?
Yes, with their own gods.
Yeah.
Do they have different gas prices?
Yeah, they must.
Does it list them?
Can we go there and find out?
Let's do that. And you know what? I feel bad because Zach never got to be a farmer. So let's go to one of these other worlds.
Yeah, no. You guys are doing all this role play.
I'll be a farmer, and I'll be the Mormon guy that worked at the sporting goods store.
Okay. Hold on. Hey,
I want to get some wheat or something, but I tell you what, if you don't load that properly, I'm going to beat the shit out of you if you don't load that wheat properly.
Well, I'm a farmer. I'm a farmer.
Well, I see you got a bunch there, but
right.
What's 8 times 7? I didn't learn.
56. I'm a farmer. I don't learn my multiplication tables.
All right. That was fun.
That was awesome. And
they also believe that Jesus visited the Americas.
Well, here's a question. America.
The Americana?
Yeah.
He
was, Glendale?
He was in upstate New York, and he was in Missouri.
Jesus came to my hometown.
Now, here's a question. How did Joseph Smith die? That's a good question.
Yeah, he was killed by a mob, apparently.
That's what Jeff was telling me in the car ride we didn't have.
According to
here.
Transit TV.
I thought it was
the Metro Bus TV station.
You were watching Transit TV?
Well,
and that's
it's
where
kind
you
of
learned
this? It, you know,
how did he die? I thought it was a roller coaster mishap.
I imagine his life was a bit of a roller coaster, but I don't think it killed
now,
him.
Now, what about Brigham Young? There was a Mormon slaughter that happened.
Who names your kid Brigham? What kind of fucking name is Brigham?
How can he get teased with that name?
Like a severe name. Like
that's awful.
You have a severe
yeah, but
life.
It doesn't rhyme with anything, so he's good.
No, it does. Of course I could rhyme Brigham all day long.
Kids on the schoolyard are fine. Anything to rhyme.
Yeah.
No, your kid's not too young. Go ahead and Brigham.
Well,
Brigham. Brigham on.
Take a pole and stig him.
No. No.
Dig him. Dig him is good.
Yeah,
dig
but that's not.
With Brigham?
Yeah, but that's not stupid or like making fun of anybody.
Dig him?
Dig 'em, Brigham.
Or like dipshit.
You're like the Sugar Pops frog. got you with that.
Kids, okay, kids, you got kids would be like, you know, they'd be like, hey, asshole.
that would get him. That would get him.
There is a fallback when you can't rhyme, I guess, isn't there?
There's always that.
There's always
like,
that.
Hey, dipshit.
Hey, jack off. Come over here.
Hey, Brigham, prickhead.
They would just rhyme with young.
Hey, Bigham, you fuck.
Nice do.
Kids are cruel.
Kids are assholes.
You guys were like kids it. Once, you know.
I was never a kid.
Right.
No, did you go to a religious school at all?
No, I didn't go to a religious school. I went to a public school, and it didn't go well. I went to 12 different schools during my career as a failing student.
And all the time overseeing the crops.
Always overseeing the crops.
But did you learn your timetables?
I did not learn my... I was kicked out of chemistry class and sent to the principal with a note because I would not, could not engage in memorizing the periodic table. It wasn't something I had the ability to do. I didn't understand what she was trying to teach. It might have been a he. I don't remember if it was a female or a male teacher. But I could not focus. I could not learn it. I didn't have good... my upbringing was really slipshod, or I'm sorry, I was definitely not mollycoddled, is what I'm trying to say. And so there was no one there to help me understand what I was trying to do, and I was told to get out of that class. They sent me to the principal, and they changed my curriculum so that I was no longer in chemistry class. They literally kicked me out and put me in home ec.
I find it very
interesting. I make a mean batch of kick-ass homemade brownies.
Very interesting. You don't remember if it was
how
a
much
male
potassium
or
a lot of potassium. I'm sorry, go ahead.
You don't remember if it was a male or female, and yet you were very much aroused.
I don't know. I don't know that I remember being aroused.
Oh.
I know that I definitely was hanging out with chicks in home ec. So you know what? I think you're right.
You know, Holy Angels, we had to wear a uniform every day, the shirt, the pants, the socks, everything. And then maybe two or three days a year, there was what they called free dress. We could wear whatever you wanted. And there was no feeling any more sinking than when you showed up and you forgot. And you showed up in your uniform and everyone's wearing all colorful, all different kinds of... And they wouldn't let you just take off and wear your undershirt.
Right.
I thought I'd share that with you all.
What did the kids call you when you showed up not dressed for free dress?
Hey, you fuck.
Yeah.
That's exactly right. They were really mean kids. We have more show to do, but that's it for the free hour of episode 88. We'll be making the full 90 minutes available to our premium subscribers later tonight. I want to thank our guests, Jeff Hatz, Zach Kahn. That's a cool name, by the way. I want to talk about your name. Is it your real name?
It's my real name.
I also want to thank my co-host, Heather Henderson. Tune in next week when our guest will be...
Eric Cash.
And we'll be talking about...
If I tell them that, they won't have to listen.
That's right. This has been the free version of episode 88. Another show went off without a hitch.
We miss you, Hitch.
If you'd like to hear the full 90-minute show, please go to ardentatheist.com/premium and subscribe for a measly $10 per year. I'm your host, Emery Emery.
And I'm Heather Henderson. Our theme music, courtesy of the sound editor of The Aristocrats, Eric Wilson. And special thanks to our Wall of Reason moderator, JR Absentee Swam, and our digital publicist and webmaster, Cameron, where the hell has he been, Winters?
Some of the characters mentioned on this podcast are completely fictitious. Any resemblance to real persons living or dead is purely wistful thinking. You've been listening to Ardent Atheist. Ardent Atheist is a product of natural selection.